Brewers taking on the Cubs on Monday. Eric Thames has gone deep in four straight games. And speaking of going deep, here's Ryan Braun facing John Lackey.
And Braun sends one deep to left field. And Schwarber going back, and it is gone. Ryan Braun, a two-run shot as the Brewers take the early lead. Break-even pitch to Almora. That is rolled down the line and left, and that's a fair ball. Scoring is Hayward. Here comes Montero. He's being waved in. Here's the relay to the plate, and it's not in time.
50 degrees or 40 degrees out.
10th pitch of the at-bat. Thames sends one back into left field. Back goes Schwarber, and it's gone! Eric Thames has homered in his fifth consecutive game. And Braun sends one back into center field. On the run, Almora, and he'll have to play it off the wall. Run-scoring double for Ryan Braun.
The Brewers defeat the Cubs 6-3. The World Champs have lost five of their last six. Eric Thames homers for a fifth straight game to tie Jeremy Burnett from the 1997 season for the longest long ball streak in franchise history. Meanwhile, with his eighth inning double, Ryan Braun passes Paul Molitor for second place in franchise history in extra base hits. The Brewers knew they had to jump on John Lackey early before the veteran right-hander settled into a groove. Here is Jet Bandy talking about that strategy following the Brewers' win.
No, not really. I didn't want to pop it up, and I didn't want to get jammed, so I was just trying to hit things on the barrel, and because it's cold down here. So, I hit it on the barrel, and it went out.
Jet, what's the mindset of this ball club right now? You guys are on a roll, playing some pretty good teams. You're scoring some runs and really pitching well.
Yeah, absolutely. The pitching, the defense has been awesome. You know, pitching and defense, you know, plays well. You're going to win some games. And, you know, we're just trying to have fun. We're definitely just trying to keep the momentum on our side for sure. We feel it, and we're just trying to keep the ball rolling.
And yeah, you and Manny seem to really have things going as far as calling games. I know that's something you really concentrated on in spring training. Where are you guys with that right now?
Yeah, you know, it's a whole new staff for me. And, you know, DJ, the pitching coach, he's been awesome. You know, he's been walking me through all the guys and going over hitters and stuff, just trying to make things simple and, you know, get outs out there.
It just seems like, Jed, watching you guys, there's a lot of confidence out there. If it's Chase Anderson, the starter tonight, helping him get through after maybe a little bumpy start. But that bullpen, when you have Barnes, Knebel, and then Feliz, just that confidence level just seems like it's awfully high. You're living it, is it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I mean, when it's on a roll, it's, you know, this game you have roller coaster rides, so we're trying to keep it on an even keel. You know, just keep playing well. Everyone's just trying to do their job, and you know, I'm glad those bullpen guys are on our side because they throw hard, and it's really fun catching.
Anytime a player homers in five straight games, it's going to raise eyebrows, especially if that player has spent the last 3 years not playing Major League Baseball. Here is manager Craig Counsell on the very impressive home run streak of Eric Thames.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it gets to a point where like this is. What he's doing is really hard to do. So it's, you know, if anything, it's he's on a good streak right now. There's no question. But it's, you know, it bodes well for certainly just seeing this bodes well for the rest of the year for sure. Because, as you know, guys just don't do this. You know, they just don't show up and do this without being able to do a lot more and be consistent and have very productive seasons. And he's on his way to that.
He's hitting the ball to all fields too, which is something that he kind of showed as the spring went along, right?
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, he's, you know, I thought as, you know, really he's pulling the ball more now. The home runs have been, you know, tonight was something different, but he's pulled the ball in the air a bunch in Cincinnati. But there's, you know, it's all, the whole field's open for him. He's had base hits everywhere so far and driving the ball everywhere so far.
Didn't look tonight like left field was going to be a good place to hit the ball in the air. And then your guys,
no, I think we hit three balls pretty good. I agree with you. I don't think it was a good day to hit the ball in the air. I think we hit three balls really well.
We might be asking you more about Ryan Braun if Thames wasn't doing what he's doing, because Braun is also kind of putting up some big numbers.
Yeah, it's you know, it's unique that Ryan's not getting the attention after, you know, a five home run start in the first couple weeks of the season, but he's happy with it, I guarantee it.
Chase kind of quietly effective tonight for you, would you say?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think, you know, it was kind of similar to maybe Tommy's start the other day in Cincinnati, in that he had to, you know, kind of weather the first couple innings, but he settled down and made pitches in some big spots to get out of the third and the fourth, and he did a nice job. I mean, it's a tough lineup to go through. He had to work hard to get through those first, and just limiting the damage in the first two innings. Even, I mean, I thought the first inning he made, you know, he pitched really well in the first inning, really. He made good pitches. Made a mistake with a changeup to Almora, but after that he was pretty solid for sure. And it's he left with us leading, and that's a good sign for the starter.
A couple of times that they dropped bunts against the shift, will you sort of see that?
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, we'll have to adjust as we go with that for sure. I mean, I think it's something that. The players that are being constantly shifted against are gonna adjust, and we have to adjust with them. You definitely take note of it. But it's, you know, you still get outs. We got an out on the shift with Hayward in the eighth. So it's, you know, sometimes you're living and dying with it. But you know, we're always gonna try to make adjustments to it and try to take away things that, because players are gonna adjust, and we know that.
I don't know how much you're looking up at ELO readings, but Barnes is hitting some pretty serious numbers now. I think he got 100 today. Is he in sort of one of the guys early that's impressing you?
Yeah, I mean, those last three guys have been, well, they've been wow, too. I mean, they've been lights out. So it's they're both, you know, specifically Corey and Jacob, they're pitching with a lot of confidence. You can see it. They're pitching with a ton of confidence, they're letting the ball go. And you know, they've got big arms. This isn't new that they have big arms. But they're pitching with a lot of confidence, and that's why we're seeing that, I think.
As Eric Thames went deep for a fifth straight game, one of the immediate beneficiaries was starting pitcher Chase Anderson, as the right-hander talked about his teammate's streak following the win.
Like what Eric Thames is doing. Oh my gosh, it's just cool to see him come from Korea. 3 years in Korea, he actually played with one of my best friends growing up on the same team, Zach Stewart, which is he's with the Orioles now. So just kind of hear his path, you know, and just what he's doing now in the big leagues. I mean, I couldn't be more happy for a guy like that. He's worked really hard to get back here, and you know, like I said, I'm so happy for him.
What did Stewart say? Expect 7 homers in the first 2 weeks.
Practically, just expect to see the ball go a long ways, especially in BP and in the game. And, you know, I just told Eric today, I go, I'm happy to see you on the streak, keep it going. Couldn't be happier for you. You know, when I was in AAA in 2013 and playing in Reno, I let the elements a little get to my head a little bit. So every time I go out there, I try to not think about that. I understand that the ball isn't as carrying as good as it will in the summertime here. That's just kind of just awareness, but I try to think about it. But, you know, I just told myself just to continue to attack the zone, attack hitters, doesn't matter who's in the box, because that's kind of the streak that we're on, starting pitching staff. We're attacking guys, we're getting quick outs, we're doing our best we can to go deeper in games. And, you know, it's working out, so I just continue to try to attack hitters. For sure. That's how we're getting better. That's, you see guys going deeper in games, and everybody's getting more consistent outings. And if the starting pitching is doing well, you're going to see this team win a lot of games.
What kind of game did you expect from the Cubs? I mean, scuffling, getting swept, that hasn't happened to them since last year. Do you figure you get their best game, or maybe catch them at a good time?
Yeah, I think you can't really think about that too much, because they're always going to come out and try to beat you no matter what. They won the World Series last year. That's a good lineup no matter what. If they're scuffling or they're hot, you just got to try to make pitches. That's what it comes down to. And, you know, great defense tonight. And the guys put some early runs on the board, kind of let me relax a little bit. I feel like if I make that ball comes back, maybe Miggy hit ground ball. If I turn two right there, I feel like it's only one run. So that one's on me. But, you know, the guys are swinging the bat. They picked me up today. I couldn't be more happy for our offense.
How about the bunt? Do you think about trying to, like, wave that one?
That first one was a great bunt. I don't even know what to say. Those bunts, obviously, they're frustrating. But, you know, we're shifting them, so they're going to bunt the ball. They're trying to get on base, trying to get something going. Like you said, they've been scuffling a little bit. So I understand the philosophy behind it, but obviously, you don't really like to see that. But, hey.
Chase,
they're trying to get on base. They're trying to do things. So as a pitcher, you just want to try to get those guys out, but they made two perfect bunts.
After a very successful few seasons in Korea, Eric Thames knew he had the confidence and the skill to succeed once again in Major League Baseball. He talked about all of those topics and his impressive home run streak after the game.
You know, when you're preparing to come back and you're thinking about it and dreaming about what it might be, is this sort of what you're thinking about?
No, man, I'm just, I can't even describe. I was just excited to be back here, and then I just wanted to see pitching and see, you know, how I would adapt to it. And you know, spring training, you know, I saw a lot of velo, I saw a lot of off-speed stuff like that. And during the season, you know, I just wanted to, like, study more video and be able to adapt and adjust to these guys. And I feel like I'm doing a good job. I mean that's baseball, the cat and mouse game, you know, because I'm sure the pitchers here will make adjustments to me as I will to them. So, I mean, that's just how it is. And I'm doing well right now, but we'll see how it is, you know, next game or next week. Like, you never know. Baseball's full of ups and downs.
Did you ever do that in Korea? Do you remember off the top of your head? No, I don't know.
I really don't. But
you got on rolls, though, didn't you? Were
yeah.
You really proud of the ball too over there.
Yeah, I want to say maybe six.
Six games.
Six in Korea, but yeah, definitely not in the big leagues.
Yeah.
You know, so
yeah.
Yeah, even tonight I was just like, all right, you know, 3-2. I mean, like, you know, Lackey was throwing everything, but the kitchen sink at me, so I'm trying to protect or walk for Bronny, and then all of a sudden it's like it just jumped off my bat. And I hit it, and I was like, oh, like, the wind's blowing in from the left. I was like, oh, maybe a double, come on, and the ball just kept going. And yeah, it was crazy. I looked at the scoreboard, I'm like, what? Did that really, like, oh, my.
Is that when you know you're living right? Those kind of balls start going out? Or is that just the zone that you're in? It's just everything.
Yeah, I mean, that's all baseball is. You know, some guys get in zone sometimes. And so I'm trying to, like, I tell the guys all the time, it's a wave. You just got to ride the wave and enjoy it, because, you know, there's always dark times around the corner, so you just got to take it in stride and, you know, play in the present and go from there.
I know you want to win every game, but is it fun beating the defending goalie?
Oh, yeah, especially, I mean, because the role we've been on the last week, I mean, the team, after the first week, you know, fans are really upset with how we're playing, and we were too, like, a lot of errors and, you know, mental errors. And now we're starting to play as a team. Pitching's doing a great job. Bullpen's doing a great job. The bats are alive. So we just got to keep it rolling, you know. You just got to take one game at a time.
That outlook you're talking about, riding the wave, that it sounds like you know there's going to be a tough time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's baseball.
But is that how you played when you were, you know, 2011, 2012? Or is this a sort of a new mental outlook for you?
Oh, yeah. I learned this in Korea, because obviously as a hitter, but, you know, you want results and you want to hit home runs and do well, but baseball is like a crazy sport. I mean, you can crush a ball right at a guy, or you can go 0-for-8 with 8 hard hit balls and quality at bats. That's just the way it is. So you have to show up every day, you know, do your routine, you know, work on parts of your swing that you want to work on, and have a daily routine, and, you know, don't get out of that. If you're doing well, just keep doing your routine. You know, if you're doing bad, keep doing your routine. It's going to turn out.
Thames was not the only Brewer to go deep on Monday, as Ryan Braun did as well, as the veteran has now gone deep 7 times in his last 9 games against the Chicago Cubs.
In the air on the field, and then you guys hit 3 balls, and it just shows how good you got them.
Yeah, I mean, Eric's is the most impressive, right? To go oppo is incredibly impressive on a night like tonight. It's probably 35, 40 degrees with a pretty strong wind blowing straight in from left field. So, pull side, I think, for most guys, if you get it, you still have a chance to hit it out. But for anybody to go oppo on a night like tonight is really impressive.
What do you think about what you've seen?
I mean, it's hard to describe, right? I mean, it's as good as I've ever seen anybody be at baseball for a 2-week period. He's been incredible, incredibly consistent. He makes adjustments really quickly. The last at-bat he had against Montgomery, I think Montgomery is really good. He gets nasty stuff, especially against a lefty. You saw him swing through a couple cutters and just quickly make an adjustment, stay on the ball. The at-bat he had a homer against Lackey, I feel like Lackey made a bunch of quality pitches, and he's been incredible. I mean, righties, lefties, starters, relievers, pulling the ball, hitting the ball the other way, he's been incredible.
That's going to resound, that statement, the best you've seen someone for 2 weeks. You're a guy who played some pretty good years with Prince Fielder.
I mean, if you look at his numbers, I mean, how many guys have ever had a 1,400 OPS after 2 weeks of baseball? So, I mean, it's been incredible. It's been a lot of fun to watch, and he's been about as good at baseball as I think anybody could be over a 2-week period.
Jimmy Nelson goes for the crew on Tuesday. He takes on Brett Anderson.